I am now reading Mark chapter 15. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 15. The heading is, The Council Took Jesus to the Judge. Early in the morning, the Jewish council talked about what they would do with Jesus. They were the leaders of the Jewish ceremonies, law teachers, and elders. They tied Jesus up and made him walk over to the big government boss, whose name was Pilate. They asked Pilate to judge Jesus. So Pilate asked him, Are you the king of all these Jewish people? Jesus answered, Those are your words. Those leaders of the Jewish ceremonies blamed Jesus and told Pilate he did a lot of bad things, but Jesus did not say anything. Then Pilate said to him, Listen to what they say. Why don't you speak up for yourself? But Jesus said nothing, and Pilate was really shocked. Every year at the ceremony time called Passover, Pilate always did something special for the people in Jerusalem. He let one prisoner go free from the jail. At this Passover time, the Jerusalem people came to Pilate and asked him to let one prisoner go. They came up to Pilate while Jesus was still there. At that time, there was a murderer called Barabbas in jail there. Before this time, Barabbas and his gang fought against the government and killed some of the government people, so they grabbed him and put him in jail there. Pilate knew that the leaders of the Jewish ceremonies were jealous of Jesus, and that was why they brought him to Pilate. They wanted Pilate to kill him. So when the Jerusalem people asked Pilate to let one prisoner go, he said, All right, how about I let Jesus go? This man you say is the king of all you Jewish people. What do you reckon? But the ceremony leaders stirred up all of those people, and the people told Pilate, No, not him. We want you to let Barabbas go out of jail. Pilate said, So what do you want me to do with this man you call the king of you Jewish people? They all yelled at him, Kill him! Nail him to a cross and leave him to die! Pilate said, Why? What did he do that was so bad? But they did not listen. They yelled even louder, Kill him! Nail him to a cross! Pilate did not want any trouble, so he did what the mob wanted. He let Barabbas go out of jail, and he told his Roman soldiers to whip Jesus a lot. After they finished whipping him, Pilate told them to nail him to a cross and leave him to die. The next section is from verse 16 to verse 32. The heading is, The Soldiers Rubbished Jesus. The soldiers took Jesus outside into the yard of Pilate's place. They called out to the rest of the soldiers there to come into that yard. They put a purple coat on Jesus. They found some prickly branches and made those branches into a thing that looked like a crown. Then they put it on Jesus' head and rubbished him. They got down on their knees in front of him and said, Hey, Your Majesty, you are King of the Jews. And they kept on hitting him on the head with a stick, and they spat on him. When they finished making fun of him, they took off the long purple coat and put his own clothes back on him. Then they took him out to another place to kill him. There was a man called Simon that was walking into the town from the bush. Simon belonged to a country called Cyrene, and he had two sons called Alexander and Rufus. The soldiers forced Simon to carry Jesus' cross for him. Then they came to a place called Golgotha, which means skull place. Then the soldiers tried to give Jesus some wine to drink. This wine had some medicine called myrrh mixed in with it, and Jesus would not drink it. The soldiers nailed Jesus' hands and feet to the cross. Then they stood it up and left him to die like that. they put up a piece of wood above his head with writing on it to say why they killed him. The writing on it said, "The King of the Jews." It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they nailed Jesus to that cross. After that, the soldiers gambled with each other to get his clothes. The soldiers nailed up 2 criminals on crosses next to Jesus. One criminal was on Jesus' left-hand side, and the other was on his right-hand side. Some other people that walked past Jesus rubbished him too. They stood there and shook their heads to shame him and said, "You reckon you can knock down God's house and then build it again in 3 days, do you? All right, come on, save yourself. Get off the cross and come down." The leaders of the Jewish ceremonies and law teachers joined in and laughed at Jesus. They said to each other, "He saved other people, but he cannot save himself. So he thinks he is the one that God sent. He reckons he is our king, the king for Israel. No way. We won't believe him unless we see him come down off that cross." The other men that hung on the other crosses joined in and rubbished Jesus. The next section is from verse 33 to verse 39. The heading is, Jesus Died. In the middle of the day, about 12 o'clock, the whole country got dark like it was nighttime. It stayed dark for about 3 hours, till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then Jesus yelled out in his language, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why did you turn your back on me and leave me all by myself?" Some of the people standing around heard the words that Jesus said. They thought that he called out for Elijah to come to him from heaven. One man ran and got a sponge and filled it with sour wine. Then he put it on a stick and held it up to Jesus' mouth so that he could suck a bit of it. That man said, "All right, just leave him. Let us wait and see if Elijah will come and get him down." Jesus yelled out again, and then he died. Over there, in God's house in Jerusalem, there was a big curtain that blocked off the sacred place. At the time when Jesus died, that curtain just ripped into 2 pieces, right down the middle from top to bottom. At the cross, the boss of those Roman soldiers stood near Jesus and saw the way he died. Then that soldier said, "I reckon this man really was the Son of God." The next section is from verse 40 to verse 41. The heading is, Women Saw Everything That Happened. Before this time, there were lots of women that walked everywhere with Jesus in Galilee. They looked after him there, and then they came with him to Jerusalem. They stood a long way from that cross, and they saw everything that happened to Jesus. Mary Magdalene was one of them, Salome, and the other Mary that was the mother of young James and Joses. They were in that group too. The next section is from verse 42 to verse 47. The heading is, Joseph Buried Jesus. Jesus died on the day that the Jewish people got everything ready for their special day called Sabbath. They didn't work on that day. When it was nearly night time, a man went to Pilate. His name was Joseph, and he came from a place called Arimathea. Everyone said he was a good man. He was waiting for God to show himself to be the number one king, and he was one of the Jewish council. He stood up strong and wasn't afraid to go to Pilate. He asked him, "Can I get Jesus' body to take care of it our way?" Pilate was surprised. He said, "Is that man dead already?" Then he sent someone to get the boss of the soldiers and asked him, "Is it true? Is that man really dead now?" That boss told Pilate, "Yeah, it's true." Then Pilate told Joseph, "All right, you can take Jesus' body." So Joseph bought a good sheet. He took Jesus' body down from the cross and wrapped it in that sheet. Sometime before this, Joseph cut a cave in the side of a hill to make a place to bury a body in. So he took Jesus' body and put it in that cave to bury it. Then he rolled up a big, flat rock to block up the cave. Those women, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, they saw where Joseph put the body of Jesus.